When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yes, sir. Tim Cato's coming up at 4 o'clock. Mavs fans, let's talk about this basketball team. I think last night was the last day of the season. They're going to be at 500 or worse. Ooh. They're about to full send, and can't wait to watch. Okay, time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Ryan.
Thank you very much, Sheryl. Thank you very much for Reliant as well. You guys didn't have the benefit of watching Lucius warm up like he was Michael Phelps before he did that read.
Lucius, I need my neck rubbed down, bro.
Lucius went full Michael Phelps. You know when he does his arms?
Yeah.
And Lucius, he did that. I thought he was getting ready for the...
Like a breaststroke?
Jump on in. He was getting ready for the 100 free. Yeah.
Oh, the free.
He was, but you know how, you ever seen Michael Phelps warm up?
Mm-hmm.
That's, Lucius was giving us one of those.
Those lat pull downs are talking to my shoulders right now. It really hurts. I got the CBD cream that your guy gave us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm about to rub it down in here.
Well, I wish I had that.
I'm going to rub my neck down.
Attaboy.
Kind of had that kind of flexibility.
Clarification.
If I had done that, my arm would have just flew off. You know, can you just see like me? Does I just do it and the arm just fly off into the distance? So, anyway. But all right, these Commanders. You excited to learn about the Commanders this week, Dawson?
Absolutely, man. Guess the update.
Do you have anything you want to know about the Commanders' offense? Anything pressing in your mind about this rookie quarterback or anything like that?
How good is their running game?
Running game's pretty good.
No.
Yeah. And it's Brian Robinson. It's pretty good with the running game part of it. And then they also have Austin Eckler is part of the running game. But earlier in the year when you're watching tape of the Commanders too, their quarterback was involved with the run. And they're kind of gone away with that since he has been a little bit nicked up.
That rib shot.
Yeah. They don't want to run him nearly as much. And I will say this though, if I get a chance to tell Eric Kendricks.
You got a little tip of the week, huh?
A little tip of the week for Eric Kendricks. If he asks.
I think he's going to ask.
I'm sure he's going to ask.
No, he's not going to ask. He didn't care less. But I'm tell you what, though, this quarterback, when he escapes, it's always to his right. Always to his right.
Okay, drop back to pass. Doesn't like what he sees.
If he's going to run, Eric, and you guys got him kind of trapped,
he's going to his right.
He's going to his right.
Is he looking to throw?
Every touchdown pass he's thrown this year has been from the pocket. Nothing outside the tackle box. Not hard to believe. You think a guy like him that kind of moves around the way he does, everything has been from the pocket, from that area. So, but Eric, if I had to tell you, if you're listening right now,
We know he is.
He'll escape going to your left. Just be ready. Your left. He's going to escape going to your left. So just
the defense is left.
Defense is left. His offensive right. So keep an eye on that. That's where the positive runs have come from. Not going the other way. Going to the right. Going to the right. Positive runs.
Strong side.
All right. Yeah. This quarterback is, he's not playing like a rookie dude. He really is not. I mean, he has the talent. We talked about is the mobility, the arm strength, the accuracy. He rarely makes a mistake. He's not going to turn the ball over. Actually, he's played better against versus the blitz than with no blitz. That's kind of unusual for a rookie quarterback. He has a touchdown interception ratio of 4-0. He hadn't thrown an interception against the blitz this year. You know, you get quarterbacks that sometimes have problems with the pressures and stuff like that. But what's interesting about this guy, they don't do any play action with him. Very rarely do you see any play action passes, and I wonder if that's because they don't want him to turn his back to the offense and then have to pick everything up. But they do very little play action pass. So when you get the snap, they play in the pistol formation. He's just going to drop and throw. And what he does is you're going to get the ball's going to come out really, really quick.
So you're getting the run action off the pistol still?
The pistol is just, they block it. He doesn't even turn and fake it. He just takes his snap and they block out of it is what they do. So they very rarely ask him to do any type of play action stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, how much under center is he? I mean, play not action much. Is usually an under center deal. If you're going to be a shotgun team, you're probably not doing it, especially
pistol.
But
you could do that. You could do that. You could fake the handoff and then throw it out of that. But they don't do anything with him to turn his back to the defense and then have to.
I feel like that's huge for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
If you can't play that game well.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we have multiple defenders who struggle with how to read that.
They do. The problem that this guy presents is that you've faced some quarterbacks the last couple of weeks that hold the football. This guy doesn't. He is going to that 2.5 seconds. That ball, you watch him, it's like it's constantly just snap, throw, snap, throw. It's not like hold it, read. You know, and kind of figure out, I mean, Hurts was hold it, you know, Stroud, hold it. This guy, but his
Stroud got it out pretty good this week, though, didn't
if
he?
And I think he was worried about his offensive line, and I'll get to this offensive line because I kind of feel like there's a spot. Now, this is where if Mike Zimmer, maybe I need to text him. I'm like, hey, Mike, here's my tip of the week for you.
You don't want to share that on the air?
What's that?
You don't want to share the tip of the week on the air?
No, I'll give it to you. I'll give it right here.
Okay, let's go. Give it to us.
Yeah. Their left tackle, Brandon Coleman, the rookie.
The TCU.
Yeah. He needs to put Micah Parsons over the top of him and every single time rush him inside. This kid's got some of that. Unfortunately, what happens to Terrence Steele when you can't power step inside and cut somebody off? If Mike were to cover... If they cover the guard and Nick Allegretti, who plays next to him, they cover Nick Allegretti and put Parsons on the outside to rush inside on Coleman, Coleman can't block him. Coleman cannot. I guarantee you Micah Parsons is going to get a sack this game going inside on Brandon Coleman.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Coleman.
Put in the call.
Yeah. Because he
punched the ticket.
He cannot handle power step into the inside. He just can't. And so they have to give him some help. But if you can occupy the guard and make him have to play one-on-one, that's where you can maybe do some good things.
Simulated pressures?
I think so. But to me, you've got to be able to, like I say, you got to match this thing up to where you put your best on their worst. And I think that, you know, their offensive line has done a pretty nice job, but it's the left tackle that I feel like, because it used to be Cornelius Lucas was the player there. Now they've moved Coleman into that spot.
He's been pretty good for them.
Yeah. Who, Coleman or Lucas?
Coleman.
But that, I mean, he also, there was some rumblings like, would he be a better guard? Like, yeah. Was he athletic enough, to your point, to play tackle?
Yeah.
And I did think guard might be his best spot, but he's been better than I thought he would be with Washington.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. You watch all their sacks, and that when he's involved, there's a common thread there.
It's inside?
It's all inside pressure. And I don't know how you cannot watch that tape of him and say that, you know, like, even on the outside, even stuff around the edge, people have run around him, but it's the inside stuff that's caused the most problem. And that's the direct path right there to Jaden Daniels. All right, this receiving core, it's an interesting one. Terry McLaurin finally has a quarterback. And they're going to throw the ball down the field, too. They're going to take some deep shots. This is one of the better deep ball teams that the Cowboys will face this year. Just watching the way that they play with the vertical routes and stuff like that. And Jalen Daniels is totally comfortable throwing the ball down the field when it comes to the deep shots. And Terry McLaurin is his guy on this one. So Dallas is probably going to be challenged in this football game with the deep shots with Terry McLaurin. Where his best routes are, though, are the routes, though. We talked about the vertical ones, but we've also got, you got to be able to be able to manage him. There's a couple different spots that he really likes to work. He likes to work the go route I mentioned, the hitch, the slant, and the cross. Those are the four best routes of Terry McLaurin. When you watch him throw after throw after throw, those are the ones that he can execute the best. So things going downfield vertically, you're probably not going to, you know, you're going to have, from what I heard, you're going to have Jordan Lewis back. He'll be playing the slot, but who's going to play on the outside? I don't think it's going to be Bland. So you're probably in a situation where it's going to be Israel McQuamu and those guys. Safety's got to be ready for that ball going inside and then up the field as well. I mentioned the running backs real quick, and starting talking about pressure. They've had some problems with Austin Ekeler. Austin Eckler's their best player run after catch. So they'll throw him the ball in the flat. That's something that this quarterback is extremely accurate. I think he's only missed two passes thrown in the flat or at the line of scrimmage. Austin Eckler's big part of that and the run after catch. Where Austin Ekeler gets in a little bit of trouble, though, is as a blitz pickup guy.
Small.
Yeah. Teams that have blitzed and when the Commanders have asked him to block, it's been a problem. He's been giving up pressures and he's been giving up sacks. So somehow, some way, after the way that the Texans ran that screen game the other day, you're going to see a screen with Austin Ekeler in this game. Trust me. You're going to get some of that. You're going to get deep shot. You're going to get some screens. You're also going to get, you need to look out for Zach Ertz is back. Zach Ertz is
an old Cowboy killer right there.
He is. There's the intermediate routes. The second most targeted player on this team is Zach Ertz. And he's catching the ball really well. You're not going to get a whole lot from him run after catch, but he's catching the ball between that 10 and 19 yard area is where he's working. For the Commanders. So they've done a really nice job with him. Quarterback trusts him, gets him the football. And so those are the things you kind of have to worry about right now.
He was a DNP in practice today, just for the record.
I think probably a veteran. What did they say the injury was?
That's a good question. Let me see.
I wonder if that was one of those rest deals.
Might be NIR rest.
Yeah, one of those things with the rest and stuff like that. But this team running the football, like, you know, Dawson, you asked about that. Brian Robinson, quality back. His runs are not always to the outside. His runs are more inside between the tackles. He's going to get about 5 yards of carry running the ball inside. They've had some success, as most teams, when you play light box or neutral box against them. You know, both him and Ekeler both have had some success running the football. They've had some trouble against teams that played heavy box. We've kind of talked about that in the past. That's eight or more defenders down in the box. But Brian Robinson, it's going to be more, last week it was more about bouncing it, getting it to the outside. This time it's going to be more about taking it in between the tackles.
Has the quarterback running less taken away their potency that you can see on film last 5 weeks or so?
It's different. It's different because the threat is there, but is the willingness there? And I think that's where the problem, that when you play defense against these guys, that the threat of him being able to run, him to pull the ball and then take off running. I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to run the ball a little bit more than what he has. the Steelers and Eagles have did a pretty good job of keeping him contained from running the football. As I mentioned, he wants to go out that right side of the offense there. But this week he might show a little bit more willingness to run, because Dallas has had some trouble defending quarterbacks that have pulled the ball and run, and then he could run then get down on the ground and not take a hit.
And they had the mini bye, so maybe he's a little bit feeling better, a little bit more spry.
Yeah, but this is a really good offense in the regard of because of the quarterback, the running game, and then also the skill guys, especially with Terry McLaurin playing, and then the reemergence of Zach Ertz at tight end. They've done a much better job.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.